This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza and United Nations health officials say there's no power and not enough staff to keep the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis running, the besieged enclave's second largest medical facility. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
What was Gaza's largest remaining functioning hospital went completely out of service on Sunday, local and UN health officials have said. Scores of patients are still sheltering in Nasser Hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis, a spokesperson for Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said. But there is no power and not enough staff to treat them all. This was Nasser on Thursday, after a raid by Israeli forces. Gaza's hospitals have been a focal point of Israel's four-month bombardment. Most have been put out of action by fighting and a lack of fuel.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Hundreds of people gathered in the center of Berlin on Sunday to pay tribute to late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Demonstrators marched with a banner calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a killer and chanted, "Navalny didn't die, he was killed by Putin." Many signs and shouts also called for an end to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. At least 53 people were killed in tribal fighting in the northern highlands of Papua New Guinea, Australian Broadcasting Corporation said on Monday, citing local police. The men were killed in an ambush, according to the Australian state broadcaster. A report by a local newspaper said the violence took place on Sunday and was connected to a battle between two tribes. The Pacific Nation is home to hundreds of tribes, many of which still live in remote terrain. This is VOA News. China is stepping up patrols off the coast of a Taiwanese island, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
It comes after the drowning of two Chinese fishermen who were chased by the Taiwanese Coast Guard, which accused their boat of trespassing. After the incident, the Chinese Coast Guard says it will regularly monitor the waters not far from Kinmen to strengthen maritime law enforcement. Fishermen from Taiwan and China regularly sail that stretch of water, which has seen a rise in tension as the number of Chinese vessels have notably increased. The fishermen's deaths are unusual despite the level of Chinese activity near Kinmen, which is closer to China than it is to Taiwan's main island. China claims all of self-ruled Taiwan is part of its territory. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Poverty levels in Argentina topped 57% in January, the highest in at least 20 years, according to a report by the Catholic University of Argentina cited by local media on Sunday. According to the report, the devaluation of the peso currency carried out by President Javier Milei shortly after his inauguration in early December and the price hikes caused by it worsened poverty levels, which closed the year at nearly 50%. Former U.S. Representative George Santos is suing American late-night TV talk show host Jimmy Kimmel over a segment on Kimmel's show. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
George Santos says in a lawsuit filed Saturday that Jimmy Kimmel deceived him on the Cameo app, which allows celebrities to make personal videos for fans. The lawsuit says Kimmel submitted at least 14 requests under fake names and narratives to get Santos to do things like congratulate a purported winner of a beef-eating contest. Kimmel used the videos in December in a segment called Will Santos Say It? Santos is seeking statutory damages of $750,000 plus other damages to be determined at trial. Representatives for Kimmel, as well as co-defendants ABC and the Walt Disney Company, did not return requests for comments.
AP correspondent Margie Zarletta. Huge crowds filled Mexico City's main square on Sunday in support of the nation's electoral authority, accusing President Andrés Manuel López Obrador of trying to weaken the body ahead of a presidential election in June. The protests, one of several in recent years meant to quote-unquote protect the National Electoral Institute, come after López Obrador sent a sweeping package of constitutional reforms to Congress, which would include an overhaul of the Electoral Institute. Organizers said 700,000 people turned out, which could mark one of the largest protests against López Obrador as his administration comes to a close. The Mexico City government, which is controlled by López Obrador's party, said just 90,000 people attended. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.